The views and opinions expressed in my podcast are exactly that, my opinion. My words are not law, final say, or any type of guidelines for your life. I am no expert. You have the freedom to agree or disagree, as well as remaining indecisive. If you like my podcast, I welcome you. If you do not like my podcast, I suggest you find one more to your liking. Let's begin. Welcome to Senior Grumpy's Verbal Cacophony. I am your host, Senior Grumpy. In this episode, I will be going over a Tennessee couple who was arrested for child abuse, a Virginia lawmaker who wins a re-election while serving time in prison for having sex with a 17-year-old, and a Canadian woman suing the families of the victims she ran over with her SUV for emotional trauma. Basically, nothing new, just more stupid bullshit. Basically, I am covering the same shit that your favorite news outlets have already covered. On with my show. This show is entitled, Children and Assholes. This first segment is entitled, Cheesecake Broken Leg. And I will guarantee for those of you who are not familiar with this particular news item, it will piss you off. For those of you who already know about it, just like me, you're already pissed off. So let's get underway. A Tennessee man was arrested on January 12th for child abuse when his girlfriend brought her 3-year-old son to the hospital the day prior, after the man, Anthony Gulledge, came home and discovered that the 3-year-old boy had eaten the last slice of cheesecake 2 days prior. The apparent douchebag grabbed the small boy by his ankle, dragged him to the living room, and proceeded to beat him. The mother didn't take the child into the hospital until the next day, where doctors discovered the boy had a broken thigh bone, a dislocated vertebrae, and bruising on his lungs. The mother will also be serving a prison sentence for failure to report the abuse to the authorities. Police have also stated the happy jailbirds have a history of domestic violence. Both will be charged with aggravated child abuse. I know there are a lot of desserts, treats, and candies that can be pretty addictive, but I don't think it has ever needed to get to the point of beating a child within an inch of their life. It isn't like you could go out and buy another one. I think it would be funny if someone sent this fucking scumbag a cheesecake in prison at the same time they tell the inmates somehow they tell the inmates he is in there as a sex offender. Yes, I know I shouldn't condone this and it goes against the, you know, let's get along together, but seriously, fuck this guy. As for the mother, I hope the state takes her kids and denies her any chances for having them back, especially for waiting a fucking day to bring her child into the hospital. You might tell me that she might not have known about it, which to you I say bullshit. No mother does not check on her child or children after something like this, or even when she comes home from work. Okay, especially whether it's late at night or whatever. My mom always checked on me, talking with my friends. Their parents always checked on them, so bullshit if you tell me otherwise. Here's a question that a lot of the news outlets didn't ask. Where was the mother, or what the fuck was she doing while this was going on? I would say, okay, if she was at work and came home to be bullshitted by the boyfriend, that everything was good because the child had already been placed in bed and didn't discover what had happened until the next morning. So there's that kind of thing. There's the other side of the coin. But it would still seem strange to me that she wouldn't check on her child the night before, meaning, like I said, you know, unless he sat there, oh, you don't have to worry about it. He's in bed. Everything was fine. If she really believed him, I would call bullshit, you know, but like I said, people have proven me otherwise, so it's a possibility. If she was witnessing this, why did she wait until the next day? Which, okay, this statement, this question is kind of redundant because what can be thrown back is, you know, she might be in fear of the, well, I'm not calling him a gentleman, but she might be in fear of the dickhead scumbag boyfriend. So yeah, I can kind of understand that. You know, if the guy was terrorizing her, she might not do anything at the moment. You know, she might be afraid to, so she'll probably wait till he leaves, which, you know, again, if it proves in court that that's what she did, okay, I'll go with it. Some of you might be thinking that, or we'll skip that part. But that's the thing is, you know, I can understand, okay, if she was afraid of the guy, I mean, it said in the news article, they had a history of, you know, of having fights. So if she was afraid of him, okay, understandable. But if she wasn't afraid of him, why didn't you take the child that night? It's like, seriously, fuck that dude. You know, why didn't you kick him in the nuts, thumb him in the fucking eye, and then run to the fucking hospital with your child? This next segment is entitled Emotional Trauma Douchebaggery. A couple of married cuntbags are suing the dead victim and the victim's respective family after the idiot wife had run over three boys who were riding their bikes down the same country road that the aforementioned dipshits were with in her SUV, killing one boy, severely injuring another, and only knocking one boy off of his bike. The husband was following his wife in a separate vehicle after they had stopped at a bar to have a drink. They were also traveling 90 kilometers in an 80 kilometer zone, which is pretty much driving 55 miles per hour in a 45 zone for those of us in the States. 42-year-old Charlene and her idiot husband Jules Simon are suing the dead boy's family for $1.35 million in damages due to her psychological suffering from depression, anxiety, irritability, and post-traumatic stress. The husband is also suing for emotional trauma because when you accidentally kill someone with your vehicle while drunk and going over the speed limit, you want to show how much douchebaggery you can possibly convey in one shot. Shithead Charlene also claims that the reason the accident happened was because the boys didn't apply their brakes properly. No, because it wasn't probably because you were speeding and fucking drunk. They didn't apply their fucking brakes on their bicycles properly. Wow. You know, because it wasn't a total lack of being sober, going over the... You know, I already stated this. It's a script, sorry. Going over the speed limit and the arrogance that your husband is a police officer. That's right, that's also in the article, folks. Did I fail to mention that? Yeah, Jules the cuntbag husband is a fucking police officer. So I don't know if this guy is just completely stupid, full of shit, or both. But obviously, his better judgment and police protocol didn't step in and probably went with whatever his significant other and probably their wacky lawyer dreamed up what they could possibly get if they sued the family of the victim his wife had just killed. I'm sure his brain just jumped the fuck out of his head the moment their idiot lawyer told them how much they probably could get in restitution. Just curious, who the fuck did these two idiots hire for a lawyer? Did they fucking hire Saul Goodman? I mean, really, because you're a fucking moron. Yeah, emotional trauma. What are they doing? Trying to, you know, fuck over the other family? You know, we'll totally, you know, slow them in their tracks for emotional trauma, you know, because you didn't fucking run over a kid, you know, while you were speeding drunk and over, you know, with your idiot douchebag police officer husband who should fucking know better. I seriously hope the court dismisses this case right out of the window, or right in their face, one of the two, and then the family countersues on top of their lawsuit against the Simons, against the Simon couple, or however you want to say it, to the point that it buries them in legal bills. The husband loses his fucking job for being stupid, full of shit, and negligent. That's right, dude, you're a fucking cop. How negligent can you really fucking be? On top of that, the families of the three boys should send these two a collective bag of shit to express the type of human beings these two really are. Because you only stopped at a bar to have a drink, right? Just a solitary one, you know. Pinocchio also says he has a 50-inch cock. Then you drove home over the speed limit, hit three kids on their bikes, killing one, injuring another, which was totally the kid's fault for not applying their brakes on their bikes properly, and not because you are a reckless alcoholic fuckwad with no sense of dignity or humility. By the way, when or if you make it to prison, I think you might want to make some room for your lawyer as well. This final segment is entitled, Hey Douchebag, You Won! Joseph Morrissey managed to win a re-election vote in Virginia's House of Delegates by 42% to win while he was in prison. He is serving a six-month jail sentence for having sex with his 17-year-old secretary, like that's anything new in politics, which he pled to a misdemeanor charge to avoid a felony conviction when the affair was found out by the girl's father. And I'm surprised the girl's father did not, you know, beat the shit or kill this motherfucker. Nude pictures of the girl were reported to have been found on his phone, as well as a report that the girl is now pregnant. Way to go, douchebag, you won twice. You know, I find politicians funny. The one demographic that will lie, cheat, steal, and bullshit their way just so they can keep and make the biggest share of the fucking pie, when they are not forcing people to follow the most arbitrary of rules, helping their corporate buddies fuck over the masses and those less fortunate than themselves. From looking too chicken shit to contribute to coming off as complete blithering idiots. The biggest bunch of religious married hypocrites on all sides of the fence that cannot seem to follow their own rules that they so desperately want to force on everyone. You can congratulate this fucking imbecile all you want, but if this guy was a woman, he would be completely demonized for cheating. So you must have to be a big piece of shit to do what you just did, dude. I mean, really. So congratulations, asshole. You won the Fraternity of Douchebaggery Award. Whether or not you will be able to work is in the hands of your constituents. Enjoy prison, motherfucker. That is my episode. I would like to thank Dutch Rosenberg Theater and Helvin for the use of their music for my show. Make sure to check out their music, merch, and show dates, especially if you are in the Arizona area. You can check out their websites, as I've mentioned before, at drosenberg.webs.com, at reverbnation.com/Dutch Rosenberg Theater. And reverbnation.com/Helvin. I also have them in my show notes at seniorgrumpy.wordpress.com. And if you'd like to leave a comment or suggest a topic for a future episode, you can. Or you can leave it at the WordPress or at verbalcacophony.podomatic.com. I cannot guarantee that it will get used because it will depend on how I feel it will or won't fit with the show. So, as I always end these episodes, take care, be well, I mean it, enjoy whatever kicks your ass in life, and definitely do not take no shit from no one. I'm Senior Grumpy, see you next episode.